Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Sunday's loss indeed requires us to take a second look at this Bears season. Who or what are you questioning more today than you did before Sunday's loss? And where are you with Caleb Williams? Did he really make progress against the Colts, stand still, or take a step back?
Let's start with the overall picture. I think that we came into this season and the expectations were enormous. And we talked about when was the last time anyone felt this good about the Bears organization, top to bottom? And whether it was 2019 or 2007, there were points in time that you look back and boy, those were disappointing seasons too. What is it about expectations in Chicago that people, as a fan base, as a media core, whatever it is, don't seem to be able to handle success? We exaggerate things, and almost like before they happen, they're celebrated. 2007 didn't go so well for the Bears. 2019, not very good. And so we got ahead of ourselves. And if the fear is that this has happened again, or it's happening again. And yesterday felt very familiar. It felt awfully familiar. And as Dan Weider said on the postgame podcast, it felt familiarly awful. And that's a problem. So I don't know that anything that we assume to be true about the Bears organization is we're in a position to feel it feels like today you can't believe that that is going to be true. They feel like flawed assumptions. When you're in the opinion business, you're going to be wrong sometimes. And maybe we were wrong about some of the things that we predicted what happened with this team. I still believe in Caleb Williams. That's the one thing I feel strongest about when we're questioning what we still can believe in with this Bears. I have doubts about Matt Eberflus that cropped up yesterday. I have doubts about the roster that Ryan Poles put together. I have doubts about some of the maybe defensive players that we assumed were infallible and unflappable. I don't really have doubts that Caleb Williams is one day going to be a great quarterback. I don't think that I'm going to overreact to some of the things that he's shown in rookie tendencies. The problem is that he's playing like a rookie quarterback, and we thought that he was going to be plug and play and look like an experienced veteran for a playoff caliber team. Turns out the Bears aren't a playoff caliber team, and Caleb Williams is looking like a rookie quarterback. Those two things aren't really compatible right now, but of all the things to question, I don't think that Caleb Williams is at the top of my list. And I still think he can be great.
Well,
Bears not so much.
Yeah, after that game, and we talked about it a little earlier, I'm more disappointed in Ryan Poles than I was the first two games. It just this offensive coordinator is not getting any better. That being said, and this will sound like, well, what do you mean? Now, Caleb Williams did a nice job distributing the ball. And it's awesome to see him building a on-the-field, in-a-game relationship with Roma Dunze. You know, 6 catches, 112 yards. They connect for the first touchdown for both of them. Cole Kmet catches 10 balls. DJ Moore catches 8 balls. But I want DJ Moore to catch balls further down the field. You get Keenan Allen back, that's only going to make them better. So he did take, I think, a couple steps forward. For sure. But he has to be able to run the ball. It's almost like is he worried about running the ball? I understand he's a pass first quarterback, but I'm telling you that there's a couple plays that you could pick apart. And he said it after the game. There's just a couple little things and things could have been different. And one of them would have been him running instead of throwing the ball through the back of the end zone when Mr. Santos lined up to miss that 56 yard field goal.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I think that it's still early days. I would not overreact. I know it's getting into the season and you're 3 games in and it's a really disappointing loss. But let's see if they can rally at home next week. It is not a simple thing to watch the development of a quarterback. And I get it. There are other quarterbacks that have developed faster. I understand Fields threw for 363 yards, and it felt like there were some empty calories there, right? I mean, 49 yards were that pass at the end of the half. The ball got bounced back, and it was caught by DJ Moore at the goal line, and that's just kind of empty calories. You got nothing out of that at all. But I do understand the frustration of what people are thinking and seeing. But these things do take time. Regardless of what we thought was going to happen, it takes time. I think we're getting to know Shane Waldron. I didn't really care for the stuff he said at the podium last week, and we talked about it a little bit on Friday. It was just kind of, you know, you just didn't feel like he was answering questions or communicating well, and you're worried about that. I think that there are some operational issues that are leaking in because of the fact that that Eberflus is the defensive coordinator, but that's how he kept his job, so I understand why he wants to kind of flex his muscles in that area. It didn't work on Sunday. Maybe less time in the offensive line meetings. I don't know. It just didn't work. I think at the end of the season, if you don't have a winning season, I think his job is on the line. I think he could be in trouble. And that's not taking gratuitous shots. There is plenty of time, but we're seeing some of the problems that were already there, and they're kind of reinforced. So you're just going to have more faith in what they're doing and more trust in the people that they've hired to do these jobs. And listen, it's a difficult thing to do when you feel certain things are unraveling in front of you, and you feel like, you know, the reality is they could have won that game if they wanted to run a power running game. Simple as that. If they ran a power running game, they'd have won that game. If they played a field position game and relied on their defense and had a power running game, they'd have won. But you wouldn't get two touchdowns from the quarterback. There are some things that happened that signal, you know, I thought Rome Odunze, for instance, had an excellent game. He had six catches and over 100 yards and got his first touchdown. And I guess he's going to be allowed to keep the ball. So congratulations.
Yeah, they were debating that, should have been preparing for the two-point conversion.
And again, I think there are a lot of issues that are sitting there that are going to have to be dealt with. But you got to watch the season unfold, and you got to see if they're going to improve and how much so, if indeed they
That's
will.
All true. And it's all well and good. The difference this Monday from last Monday is that when they lost to the Texans, you felt like a lot of it was justifiable because it was a team that was going to be competing for the AFC Championship. Right. When you lose to the Colts, not the case. That's one of the more beatable teams on your schedule. It's
still
part of
still a road game.
It's still a team. This is the soft part of your schedule.
Still a desperate team in a desperate situation. Listen.
Lost to a team you should have beaten.
They're not as good as you think, the Bears.
The second half of the season is going to challenge you in ways that the first half won't, and yesterday feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get into the division schedule, and the division looks awful good, and they look like the worst team in the division. There's plenty of time. We'll see how that develops. But no doubt, the Flower has won a couple of games without his quarterback. Very impressive. Well, Kevin O'Connell has won three games without having a starting quarterback, or he's developed one, or whatever way you want to look at it. That's a really
– a free agent retread.
That is a pretty impressive way to start the season, and I think you're seeing that – Detroit, as the year has gone on, is kind of who we thought they were. The Bears have got to figure some things out, and you got to give them time, and you got to show more patience with a young quarterback. No one wants to. That's the process. All right.